This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey yo! Hey now! Peace and love. I hope you guys are having a great day today. I'm 2 minutes late to my stream, which is unacceptable to me. I like to be on time for everything, but I got kids, man, and kids do not care about your schedule or when you're supposed to stream or any of that, you know? I got my daughter here. My other daughter is with my wife at karate. If you watch every Tuesday, you know the ward schedule. Tuesday karate, my wife and my older daughter and me and my little one here. And I stream, she watches TV. She's watching Alvin and the Chipmunks right now. And then we sit and we wait for mom to come home for Taco Tuesday with tacos in hand. So Tuesday, we get to stretch out a little bit and spend a little more time together. And I have two excellent, excellent topics to talk about today and share. And there's really two, and that's it. I mean, I've got some stuff to promote, which we'll get to in a second, and some future things I want to talk about doing. But first of all, let me just check in and say hi and go through the chats because I'm too poor to pay a moderator anymore. And unlike Jimmy Lee, no one works for free. Irkness Bean Soup? No. Bean Soup gets no love. Bean Soup gets a... And I have a good mic. Hopefully that came in disgusting sounding. Unacceptable. Billy from Texas, unacceptable. You're correct. Tomcats Unite. Hey, Freya. We were just texting. Freya in the house. I hope the baby's well. I hope the fam's well. I hope you're well. Super Ham Hams, good to see you. You're here every week. Vince McMahon, Billy. I don't want to start. We're going to start with Wendy Williams today. Because it's sad, but there's some funny moments in it, right? Before we get to Vince, which is just, the biggest buzzkill story ever. I mean, good Lord, what a monster. So, hello, everybody. First of all, of course, let's promote some stuff, right? Tom Ward merch. Now, this is the only sale we're really having until summer. So it's good till the 29th. I guess it's a leap year, guys. Shout out leap years. So there's a 29th. That's Thursday night. Thursday at midnight, 15% off everything, including free U.S. shipping. So it will not get better than that. So if you want to hate and disgust tea, well, why not add it to your cart right now as you're watching and zoning out? A hate and disgust, the Tomcat original, the anxious merch, whatever you want, go check it out. I say that with peace and love, but if you don't, that's okay too. I still love you people, all right? Thank you for being here. So the first thing we're going to get into is Wendy Williams. Now, I was never a huge Wendy Williams fan. My sister, shout out my sister, she was always a big Wendy Williams fan. She thought she was fantastic. She loved the whole, like, the whole over-the-top extravagance thing. I never got her. I didn't find her to be funny. I didn't really watch, I never watched daytime TV anyway, so it wasn't for me. But I gotta tell you, this new Lifetime doc that just dropped, I'm in, and I am 1,000% in. And actually, before we talk about Wendy Williams, Doc, I was thinking, and I was just texting Freya about this. You guys have requested, because I love reality TV, and I love talking trash about people, especially reality TV stars. So you guys wanted to do and have requested time and time again, a Love is Blind watch party this season. Now, I've never seen, I saw a little bit of last season, so I kind of understand the concept of the show, but I don't even think I got through two episodes, so I have no idea what's going on. We could do it every Friday, starting this Friday, and it's tricky. I really researched this, right, because it's copyrighted material, so there's no way I could do it on here, because YouTube would, you know, either stop midstream like they did on my Golden Globes coverage, or they would just demonetize it and, you know, give all the money to the content holder. So not a lot of places to go, but Discord. Oh, I hate you, Discord. Discord, I fucking hate you. I don't go on there. There's people who like Discord love Discord, okay? It's like the same percentage of people who like black licorice. People who love black licorice, like, fucking love it and want to convince everyone how great it is, right? I think there is some overlap in the black licorice and Discord loving community out there. I think there's some intersection. But the problem with that is, the huge Discord, you know, lover of the community people represent like 1 or 2% of overall people. Like, we had a Discord channel on here. No one gives a shit. No one uses it. They go, somebody started a subreddit. It only has like 100 members, but it gets way more interaction than the Discord ever got. So, but unfortunately, the only two places to go for this with copyrighted material was Patreon and Discord. I looked at this all day today. And Patreon, you can't really get away with copyrighted material because they can pull it. I looked through their rules and those kind of things. So Freya, I think, is going to help set something up. Maybe not this Friday would be the goal, but, you know, Freya's busy. Freya's got a baby. Freya's got a family, right? Getting Tom Ward set up on Discord is not at the top of, or it should be nowhere on Freya's radar at all. It should be like on her priority list, like number 99 on her priority list. But if she has time, maybe we can make it work this Friday and do it. And we'll charge like a membership, so you'd pay to, you know, get to watch, you know, 4 episodes every Friday a month of, and we'll go through an episode one by one every Friday. It'll be Friday pizza night and Love is Blind party. So if you like the idea, comment in the chat. If you think it's stupid, it's a complete waste of time, a waste of Freya's valuable resources, a waste of my reality watching skills, also let us know in the comments, right? Because if you don't tell us now, how are we supposed to know, people? So that's that. Now let's get to some actual content after 8 minutes of basically self-promotion to start off the show. Now, first of all, how great is this graphic? So hopefully I don't get copyright striked from Access Hollywood, because they're pulling clips. If you look, they're pulling it from Lifetime too. So shout out Lifetime. Everyone go watch the doc there. Access Hollywood, thank you for, you know, putting these clips together. I'm going to use, but I'm going to comment on them. So it is fair use. It's going to be commentary. I say that with peace and love. Unless you strike me, then I say that with hate and disgust. But hopefully, Access Hollywood, we can keep it at the peace and love level. So let's just watch the first 30 seconds of this. And so it kind of sets the mood.
Some tissue or anything? You good?
No.
Okay, I'll stay here.
Please be here.
I'll be here.
I miss my family.
Wendy Williams's Lifetime docuseries, Where is Wendy?
So that's a lot. That's a lot. And that is the way Wendy Williams TV producers, that's the fucking way to open a show. Right now, I'm intrigued. Why? Where's her family? Why does she miss them? Why are they not around? Is there a reason they're not around? Was there a rift? Was there an intervention? Is she going away? Is she separated somehow in some institution? What is going on? Why can Wendy not see her family? So that intro is perfect, if you fellow future TV producers, because it just unleashes a million different questions. Right now, I'm in this to win this, okay, people? I'm in the Wendy Williams world, and I'm a part of it, and I'm going to watch all these fucking shows. And so should you. So let's go to another clip here.
Alcohol.
Why do you like liquor? Like, why do you like to drink?
Because I can.
When you have a drink, like, what, do you just have it just to have it, or is it because you're stressed out or you're bored or what?
No, just because I care for it, and I've always been bored. And Will stole my Kettle One. How dare you? I own this apartment.
Every day that I come here, I look for alcohol, just in case.
Where's the place you found it?
I found it like in the bathroom, under the bathroom cabinets, sometimes in closets. I just find it and pour it out, to be honest.
Then the TV personality vents her frustrations about Will to her publicist.
So, Wendy obviously has a problem with drinking. And listen, I'm an alcoholic and an addict. And look, when I look back, I could be very mean, especially, you know, in intervention type situations or whenever I was called out on my behavior. I could be fucking vicious and mean. But the thing that's different about Wendy that is different for me and you, if you're an addict and have been through this or are going through this, is we're not celebrities. So we don't have the level of celebrity entitlement and all that goes with that. And that just makes it more entertaining. This is a great scene. I was going to skip this, but this is great. Watch this. This is her with her publicist here.
Okay, so here's what's happening.
Okay.
I am so bored that I can't wait to get to California.
Yeah.
I wish you would get liposuction.
Okay.
No. Can you hear? I think I've got all the audio figured out. Is the audio, comment on the audio quality. I'm sure there's haters that are going to say there's something wrong, but did you hear? Do we need to go back? Let's run it back, as the young rappers say, right? And let's focus in case you missed this. This is her publicist. God bless her. And God knows what the wars and the battles and the things she's seen. So let's go back.
It's California.
Yeah.
I wish you would get liposuction.
Okay.
You know, and this is great. And the hair is everything.
Thank you. You're everything. You know, I love you.
When we get to California.
So she goes out of the blue. They're talking about a trip to California. And Wendy just goes, I really wish you would get liposuction. And the publicist blows it off because the way the publicist handled this explains exactly what goes on in this house all day. This is not the first time they're mid-conversation about something and a crazy attack will come out of nowhere. She just kind of smiles and goes, oh yeah, okay. And then Wendy continues. She doesn't just say, I really wish you would get lipo. And she says it in an aggressive way. She says it with hate and disgust, people. She says, I wish you would get a motherfucking facelift so I don't have to look at your ugly grill every day. But then she gives her like some little compliments like, yo girl, but that hair is everything. Okay. I mean, do we really care about a hair compliment after getting that? Right? Who wants to be told? And I just love the, but at the same time, for a reality show, I love Wendy as the character because no one in the right mind would ever say something like that. So again, fantastic. Let's see, what else? What other timestamps do I have here?
The things you want to get rid of?
Let's go.
Okay.
There's so much stuff that I'm throwing away.
Okay, I'm gonna take my...
Shoot. Wrong part. Here we go. This is good.
Agitated.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm not speaking to you. Just draw.
Now, first of all, do we have to run it back, people? Do we have to run it back? Did you hear what she just said? Let's run it back, people.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm not speaking to you. Just draw.
Hi, Wendy. How are you? Don't speak to me, just drive, is her reply. So, look, I've got mental illness that has been hitting me hard lately, right? There's alcohol and drug abuse and addiction in my history that I've had to deal with. And, you know, it's something I will always have to deal with, right? So I'm sympathetic with someone going through mental health and, you know, drug and alcohol issues, right? My heart is always with them, as it is with Wendy right now, even as rude and as crazy as she fucking is, right? I hope she's okay, right? I don't want to see anyone, no matter how rude they are, I don't want to see anyone, like, you know, be in pain and be in harm. But I mean, how, if you're the driver, how do you even react to that, right? Hey, here, you know, she shows up on time, the car's clean, here to pick up my celebrity guest for the day. Hey, how are you doing? Seems like a normal question to ask someone you just pick up and have never met before. Driver, wait, what did she say? You're the driver. Don't talk. Just drive. I see a comment saying definitely the dementia coming through. We'll talk about the dementia in a little bit, okay? And what caused it and who saw what doctor said what. So, we'll get to the frontal temporal dementia in a sec. But so I'll hold off on that for now. Let's just laugh at kind of what's going on. And then we'll get to that. Don't worry. But that is a fair point to make. She has a mental, she's going through dementia right now. So this could also, now all the alcohol and God knows what else that is, you know, being downed all day, every day, can't help the situation, no matter what your medical condition is, right? So that can't be helping. So this is a great scene to set this up. I actually love her jacket. I have a varsity jacket just like that too. Navy blue with the white leather sleeves. Shout out me. shout out Wendy for her style. So they want to go, I guess Wendy vapes, right? So Let's just play the whole fucking thing. Wendy wants to vape. So let's you know, we got to get her vape sticks or vape pens or whatever the fuck you call them. Let's go.
When I'm going to the Wendy Williams show.
This is one she should go see, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just get the blues.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. You know, wonder if, you know, and I go. Do you know Wendy Williams? She comes in here all the time. She told me you would know what she get.
Yeah, I know. This is not the blue that I go to. And this person doesn't know the Wendy Williams show. Why did it take so long?
Well, he couldn't find the right one, and this is the only one he had. I hope this is the right one you need.
First of all, you didn't go past the Wendy Williams show or the Chevy Shepherd show.
We're gonna go past there now.
Yeah.
All right, that's where we need to go past.
Is that the correct one? That's all he said he had. He said that's what you usually get.
What the f- is this?
is open the. I don't even know what is.
Okay, because if not, he told me to bring it right back in.
Go past the Wendy Williams show. Go past the Sherry Shepherd show.
It's on 26th Street.
Give me the. Give the back, please. Give it back. And don't take more than 2 seconds.
Give it back and don't take more than 2 seconds. Now, look, the poor girl in the front seat, all Wendy says is she needs vapes, right? She gives her no brand name. She gives her no description of the you know, the type and the brand she's looking for. Just fucking go in and get them, right? So he asks, they know what I want. Okay. Sir, do you know what Wendy Williams likes? I think so. I think she likes these ones. Okay, let's buy these ones. Okay, Wendy almost throws them in her face, tells her to get the fuck out of the car, go bring them back, and don't take longer than 2 motherfucking seconds. People, did she say that with peace and love? What do you think?
We go here all the time. We just went here on Friday.
Excuse me?
We go here all the time for the blues.
Listen. You're supposed to go past the Wendy Williams show.
Okay, but...
make a right.
This is where we get the blues from every time.
No, excuse me. I do it because I don't want to argue with you. Is that it?
Okay, thank you.
But as a driver, you're just a driver.
Yeah, I think I think the driver forgot a second his role. All of a sudden, he's in Wendy's world, and Wendy's going on about the vapes, and the assistant's going in and out of the store, and he's caught up in this. And how do you remain silent in a situation like this, people? Could you remain silent in the car right now? Of course you couldn't, right? Neither could the driver. But if Wendy quickly... it takes Wendy a second to realize that the driver is actually talking. She's probably shocked, right? She has to remind him, hey, you're just the driver, okay? And the driver knows what that means, okay? My job is not to interact with Wendy Williams, is not to comment on anything that's going around, no matter how crazy it is, and just drive. Okay, Wendy? I've been reminded twice. I got you. I got you, girl. I hope you get your vapes. Let's go somewhere else. Let the madness continue.
Try this one. Is this one better? He said that's the other one.
I said, give the...
This isn't it. Okay.
That's
look.
It. Okay. Sean.
Yes.
Give the back. All right. And let's go.
Okay.
Can we just look at that face? That face, that, you know what, Justin, on the thumbnail, you know, you did an outstanding job on the thumbnail, but that really should have been the image. I mean, that sums up everything about this show and about this commentary and about the vibe right now. That says it all. I guess the poor girl made a huge, huge mistake. What did Wendy tell her? Go in the store, give them back, and let's go to the store past the Wendy Williams studios. They've got the vapes I like, right? But what does she go in? She goes in to give them back, and the guy probably said, oh, she didn't want those. Oh, it's got to be these. These are the ones she likes. I knew it was one of them, right? So that's the conversation that probably went on inside the store. Poor assistant. She's getting underpaid no matter what. She could be getting paid $300,000 a year. It's underpaid for this amount of abuse. So, but she makes the mistake of coming back with them. And I mean, there's a big risk. I mean, if they could be right, you could be the hero, but there's a more likely chance that she's going to fucking throw those right back in your face. So what did she do? She told her to get the fuck out of here, give them back, and let's go. So let's continue.
Doesn't know about.
Oh, and by the way, this is the kind of commentary you will get on a Love is Blind live watch party video. So this is a role that I have really prepared my whole life for. Whether it was, you know, making cracking jokes in class, making the class laugh, or bothering my wife on the couch with yelling at the TV at every ridiculous reality star we watch, right? It's all been leading to this moment, and to be able to give you the commentary you deserve, right? And really, Lifetime should be, you know, paying me something, I mean, for this, because I'm promoting the show. This show might be the greatest show in the history of television.
New York.
So we're...
But I can't...
So we still don't have the vapes yet, guys, just to update.
Can't wait to get to California.
Uh-oh. Let's see.
I returned it, because that's all they had in there, so...
Go! Five! Past the Wendy Williams show. Thanks.
It's the third time we went.
Excuse me? Can you drive a little bit faster?
Another disturbing conversation that occurs.
What else do I have? All right, so they go into some things about that she needs to be placed under guardianship. There's some issues with their finances, that her money's being mismanaged. So basically, when a court comes in and tells you you need to be under guardianship, like, things are very bad, right? And it's bad when a court needs to get involved, really, in your life in any aspect, right? It's not a good thing, right? So I guess apparently they make her son her guardian. But apparently they were saying he was using her Amex to run up bills for things for him and not for her, and wasn't really looking out for him. So they fired him, and then the court had a court appointed guardian, like a professional guardian, I guess, who does this for, I guess, a living, or I don't know what. So anyway, so they get into that, which is kind of a bore. But now let's get to the dementia. So, right, we could start this and say, well, listen, you know, she's got, you know, frontal temporal dementia is what she has claimed to have, right? And, you know, who am I to argue? I don't know her. I haven't talked to her doctor, right? So I'm not dismissing that in any way. I'm just, there's someone here who has a differing opinion. So let's show that. Why don't we, people, right? Got to show both sides.
In the fall of 2021, why did your mom come to Florida?
My mom came to Florida because we felt as though that her being close to the family would be a huge help. And from just taking her to appointments and things like that, I was able to really learn more about things going on with my mother internally. They basically said that because she was drinking so much, it was starting to affect her headspace and her brain.
Tell me about those doctors. That's what you learned.
So I think they said it was alcohol-induced dementia.
Whoa, so that's her son who has been around her and saw her experimenting with drugs, drinking throughout the day, and the doctors that at least he took her to and visited with said it was alcohol related dementia, right? Alcohol and the abuse of all the other things caused the dementia. So that's her own son saying that. Now, let's look at the other side. Now, I think he was the son who was also the guardian too. So he was kind of cut out. So maybe he has an axe to grind. I don't know. But it's a good point to bring up. Were there doctors in Florida who said that?
Yeah.
The documentary's mention of Wendy's health issues comes just a few days after her care team.
And then they basically go on to say that, you know, her stance is, no, it's frontal temporal dementia, and that's what she has, and she is under a guardianship now, things are going great, and, you know, we are all praying for Wendy, and we hope for the best. So, I don't know. All I know is especially if you're showing signs of dementia, someone around you is going to notice, maybe even before you do, right? I don't know. I'm not a doctor. You know, I don't know anything about dementia. All I know, I'm a reasonable guy. It's a reasonable guy. If I started to lose my mental facilities, I would notice it, right? But maybe not, you know, but someone around me, if I didn't notice it, my wife would, right? And she would check me on it, right? So someone had to say, Wendy, let's go to the doctor. Things are going on. All I'm saying is, whether it was this frontal temporal dementia, as her camp says, or if it's alcohol related, as her son says, in either case, when the signs were there, the party got to stop. And it seems like the party just kept going till the wheels literally fell off, right? So, look, I don't want anyone to be in ill health. The family, the other members of her family also said that they never saw the doctor's reports reporting that it was the, you know, frontal dementia. They heard about the reports that it was alcohol related, but they didn't see the new reports that said what she's saying now too. So they were a little skeptical. So who knows? You know, wish Wendy the best. I got to check out the series. I don't know if you're interested, but this has got me dying to watch. I guess it just dropped 2 days ago. So shout out Lifetime. Don't strike me. I say that with peace and love. Lifetime, good job for putting together a great documentary. And hopefully, you know, Wendy does get better, and at least it raises awareness of dementia and what it can do, in case, you know, most of us, many of us at least, have never kind of experienced that in our lives. So it gives us a sneak peek of to what to look out for. Okay, so that was serious, Tom. See, you get crazy, a little outrageous. Let's be silly, Tom. Let's go to 15 vape stores and watch the driver get yelled at for talking. Can we go to that? But then we got to bring it back and go, hey, I don't want to get canceled here by Wendy Williams fans. I'm not saying her dementia is related to one thing or another. I am not a doctor. I am just presenting both sides of what was said, and you can come to your own conclusion. But I've been talking for, I don't know, 20 minutes. And by the way, I only have two topics I'm talking about today. One was Wendy Williams, and two is Vince McMahon. And the Vince McMahon lawsuit is insane, right? But that is not what you want to start a show off with, because that is an immediate buzzkill, okay? As a professional podcaster, don't leave this to the amateurs. The amateurs could have went, wow, there's a lot more video on Vince McMahon, a lot more clips I could pull. I'm going to start with that. Not as much on the Wendy Williams thing yet, because the documentary just dropped. No, 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 my friend. No, no, no. Let an older, wiser podcaster tell you the way to go. And the way to go is something that's going to get people's attention. And craziness and silliness and funniness gets people's attention. So let's go back to the comments here. Holy shit, there's a lot of movement in the chat, and I'd love to see that. Let's see what you guys had to say. Freya said, shout out Tom's sister. Gossip Train, let's go. So Super Ham Hams. Lixor Mass says, I feel bad for Wendy. She was gone long before she even retired, which is true. So it is sad seeing how this is kind of ending. Billy from Texas would love a watch party. Cool. And Billy, you're right. It's like, and I love salt and vinegar chips too, but I realize I don't offer them to anybody, because I know I'm self-aware, which a lot of Discord lovers aren't aware, that look, most people hate salt and vinegar chips, right? But the ones who love them really love them. Like, I love them. Discord lovers think that a lot of people like Discord when in fact that is not true. Only you and your friends like it, okay? That's all I'm saying. But that is a great analogy. Good job. Exactly. Sibian says, I'm in the subreddit. I love it. It's just a lot easier than the Discord thing. Nah, Freya is pushing. I think Freya is in that salt and vinegar camp. Freya, I'm telling you, with peace and love. There it will be after February 28th, 2024. There will be no open Discord. Go to Reddit if you want to talk with your fellow Tom Ward heads, the Tomcats. But Discord will not be a place, right? Discord will be for watch parties only. I say that with peace and love. After February 28th, regular Discord will be tossed. I say that with peace and love. I fucking hate you, Discord. Yeah, it sounds like the conservatorship took away her family, or her family's not, or maybe she doesn't want to be in contact with her family. So that's sad too. Dove, I love your comment. Who says, because she can and she's bored. And I think that's related to the comment to the assistant, which was, I'm bored. And by the way, go get Botox or go get a facelift or whatever she said. My audio is perf. Great. Freya says, what the hell? Freya, what? What the hell? Did I say something wrong? And Freya is the queen. We got a lot of likes. Likes are flying all over the place. Share this. Tell a friend to come. We're going to talk about Vince McMahon next, which is wild. Oh, Maria loves music a lot. I think lipo meant she called her fat. Oh, okay. So maybe either case, you know what? Your face is fucked up. Get it changed. Or you know what? Your body's fucked up. Get some lipo. Okay. So I don't have to look at that every time I see you. Oh my goodness. Yeah, Maya, good point. She said, please watch the doc for full content. And yes, this is just a little clip from Access Hollywood's 10-minute piece on it. So yes, before we make any more judgments, we should go. But isn't it fun just making judgments anyway? Just without really any warrant or just on gut feeling. I mean, we're just having fun here, people. Okay, this is nothing serious. Leave Wendy alone. Danny, I'm not coming down on Wendy, but I mean, Wendy telling the driver to not talk and just drive. The amount of pain she inflicted on the assistant just trying to get her the right vapes, I mean, is unacceptable. I'm sorry. Sibian Central said this stream honestly rocks. Thank you. Sibian, would you be down for a Love is Blind watch party? And then when we're done that, every Friday we do a watch party. And when we're done that, we can do something else. And we can have this kind of fun, people. We can pause. We can talk in the chat. I can make ridiculous comments. Oh, Wendy is fun. I mean, all this aside, this is not Wendy trying to be funny. Okay, let's make that very clear. Wendy isn't being funny for the camera. Wendy is being an asshole. Okay, but you know, on her show and stuff, when she's sassy and stuff, she can be funny. I mean, she's okay. Yeah, rude. Skylar says, yeah, she's just rude to everyone. Well, everyone seemed to love that. Let's do it. Okay. Everybody's down for watch parties. Okay. Let's go. So now let's go on to something much, much, much darker. Okay. We're talking about Vince McMahon. Okay. I knew Vince McMahon since I was a little kid watching WWF. Okay. When it was in my day, kids out there, young people of America, it was the WWF, the World Wrestling Federation. And Vince was the owner, and he was also a character on the show, and he made something out of nothing. I've watched like a documentary on him. His dad was like a regional at the time, to give you a little backstory. You know, he's a brilliant business guy, because the way it used to be, there'd be these little regional, like there'd be an Ohio Wrestling Federation that would pull from like Ohio and Michigan and a couple states around there. And there would be a Florida Association. And there was, you know, maybe 10 of these owned by different families, right? And I guess Vince's family owned one of them. Well, he started to buy out, and he put together, you know, all of it. He'd buy one by one these, and he would keep the good wrestlers, and he'd keep the talent and get rid of the rest and get rid of all the baggage and put it all under one banner, and really built the WWF and the WWE into this multi-billion dollar company, which is a great success story, right? But to hear what we're about to talk about, you know, is, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just wired different and have different sexual needs than definitely a Vince McMahon. I just don't understand where it goes so south. If I'm him, maybe because you got to be broke, and I think you grew up with some money, maybe, but I just think, you know, you hit the one in a million jackpot with the WWE, and just enjoy it and buy fucking ridiculous covered Lambos, right? Go drop $100,000 on a pair of sneakers, right? That's what I would do. Just some outlandish shit. And then do some crazy stuff too. Like just donate an obscene amount of money to some charity that you really think is doing something cool, right? Just be rich and unhinged, right? That, if you ever see Tom Moore get Vince McMahon kind of money, you're going to see, my role will not be Randy Williams. I'll talk to the driver. Hey, driver, I'll fucking talk to anybody. I won't be rude, but I'm going to be rich and unhinged and be unpredictable and be making wild allegations and just doing crazy shit every day and sharing it with the world and just having fun. Because if you're rich, isn't the goal to get rich so you can have fun and do what you want, right? What he was up to, I mean, maybe this was his goal, was to get rich, to do all the shit that he's accused of. So let's go to this, right? And I got to give a shout out to the Law and Crime Network, who put together a great 18-minute kind of synopsis, I guess. They're a legal channel. I mean, this thing got over a million views, this video alone, because they really did a good job. I'm not sure if they're lawyers or they have some kind of legal background, but they go into the specifics. I guess it's, he's served with 9 different charges. And what the fuck do I know about 9 charges? But and what do you know about 9 charges? As much as I do, probably, right? But he breaks them all down, and we're going to break them down for us right now. So let's see. So let's start with Vince. No more Wendy jokes.
Court against World Wrestling Entertainment, more commonly known as WWE, Vince McMahon, the founder of WWE and executive chairman, and John Laurinaitis, a retired wrestler and head of the talent relations department for WWE. Now, this was filed in Connecticut because McMahon and Grant are both Connecticut citizens, and Connecticut is where WWE headquarters is based. Now,
oh shit, I did it again.
Before we even get into this lawsuit, couple of things. We are mentioning her name, Janelle Grant, because she has chosen to be publicly identified. That's number one.
That's a good point, too, because the name Janelle Grant is the woman who is charging Vince McMahon for all this crazy stuff. And, you know, good for her because... Good for her, and maybe it could be bad for her, right? It could go both ways, but she's exposing herself to a lot, and her name is going to be dragged through the mud from what if this that goes to trial and doesn't get settled out of court, he's going to destroy her. So, but she is a brave woman to go through with
number
this.
Two. This lawsuit includes very sexually explicit text messages and descriptions that we cannot show you here. We just will not do it. But what we are going to do is break down some of the most disturbing allegations as best as we can. So to start, there is a line at the beginning of this complaint that I thought was very interesting. And it says, quote, Miss Grant is filing this lawsuit not just to address her own suffering, but also to act for those who are afraid to speak out.
Now, I like that. So, you know, she put herself out there to act and to look, if you're a woman, and I can't relate to this, right? So I'm sorry, ladies, but just from an outsider looking in, right, as a guy looking at these cases and who's well-schooled in at Law & Order SVU, I love Olivia Benson. She's a great detective, great person to work for. I love, you know, love her operation. It's scary to do this, to go up against a rich and powerful guy and corporation and not do it anonymously. And really, she's, you know, inspiring other young women who are going through the same thing to say, like, look, I'm going balls out and I'm putting my name out there and I don't give a fuck. I'm taking this bad dude down. And you know what? Let's just give a shout out to Janelle Grant right now. So I guess the story goes, so, you know, they met each other in 2019. They lived in the same building, Vince McMahon and her did. So it's like, how's this girl, Vince, I'm sure, is not living in some shabby apartment, right? Well, Janelle was there. I guess it was her grandparents who were dying and she was taking care of them every day. And I guess he ran into her as she was, you know, coming in and out. But apparently, so they pass away. So that's sad news. And then I guess there was a bankruptcy filed. And then the apartment went, you know, through the bankruptcy sale too. So that was lost. So Janelle was in a tough position, right? She needed money, needed a job, needed a new apartment, needed to take care of herself, right? So good old Vince... Good old Vince McMahon, her good friend and pal, offers her a job. You know, he's here to save the day.
According to the lawsuit, Grant met Mr. McMahon in 2019 when they lived in the same building. McMahon eventually transferred her to the talent relations department headed up by John Laurinaitis, again, a co-defendant in this case, a former wrestler. But despite Grant's alleged pleas to end this essentially quid pro quo sexual relationship with McMahon, in exchange for a new role at WWE's underwear, his contract that he would, you know, help her life. She was in a real...
Sorry, I'm skipping. Skipped a major part. And by the way, thank you, Nard. You are the GOAT, Nard. And please, donations are accepted. If you like the Wendy Williams part, if you like what you're seeing here, feel free to donate. Become a member. Gift member subscriptions. Check out merch, thetomwardshow.com. But here we go.
A low place in her life. Well, after being introduced to McMahon, he befriended her, showed her a lot of attention, allegedly offered her a role with WWE, told her that he would, you know, help her life. Although what that role would be wasn't entirely clear in the beginning. And that seems to be something that McMahon allegedly took advantage of. You see, from the beginning, Grant alleges that McMahon would greet her in his underwear, in his condo, pull her close to him, tell him intimate details about his personal life. Now, Grant says eventually she was coerced into a sexual relationship with McMahon in exchange for a new role at WWE called Administrator Coordinator in the legal department.
So, okay. So Vince, it starts out, Vince here to save the day, right? Poor girl who's about to have her life ruined. But at the time, seems like a great thing, right? Now, all of a sudden, you're seeing Vince with the shirt off around the office. You're seeing him in his underwear. I'm guessing things are coming out of his underwear, possibly. And there's kind of a quid pro quo, said or unsaid, that's kind of like, hey, you take care of this or there's no job for you. So after, you know, going through with that request, I don't know, God knows how many times, the poor girl, he finally agrees to transfer her to this new job, you know, whatever he said before, some entertainment thing for this guy, Grant. So she thinks it's over, right? Oh, no. Oh, no. We're just getting started, people.
Of recruiting individuals to have sex with Grant or participate in threesomes. He also allegedly directed her to have sex with Mr. Laurinaitis, who's again named in the lawsuit.
So she thinks it's over by going to this new guy. But let me back up a little bit here. So she thinks it's over, right? You know, mate, I've blown Vince. I've done all the crazy shit Vince has asked of me. I'm going to block it out forever. I got this new job. I never have to see Vince again. Thank goodness. Let me just keep a job, okay? I need a job.
We'll talk a little bit more about this later on. Then McMahon is accused of recruiting individuals to have sex with Grant or participate in threesomes. He also allegedly directed her to have sex with Mr. Laurinaitis, who's, again, named in the lawsuit. She was expected to perform sex acts at WWE headquarters before, during, and after work hours. And to give you an example of what we're talking about here and what she was allegedly subjected to, the lawsuit says that on May 9th, 2020, McMahon defecated on Grant's head during a threesome and commanded her to continue the sexual encounter with the third person referred to as McMahon's friend. She later...
Let's get back, and if you couldn't hear the audio, I'll just pause so you can read that again, right? And I'll repeat it for you people on the podcast. As an example of McMahon's extreme depravity, on May 9th, 2020, he defecated on Miss Grant during a threesome, then commanded her to continue pleasuring his friend with feces in her hair and running down her back while McMahon went to the bathroom to clean up. What the... Hold on. I mean, this is some dark ass shit. And I don't get it. Okay, do I get threesomes? Foursomes? Sure, you know, do I, of course, you know, do I believe in having some fun in the bedroom? Of course I do, right? I'm down. But taking a shit on a girl's head in front of another dude, you know, I am out. I am not in the taking shit on people's heads, people's bodies. I'm out on taking shits anywhere outside the bathroom. That is a Tom Ward stance and a stance I will stand behind to the day I die. What happened to this guy in his life where there's some sexual component to this, right? He's got, first of all, he's now kind of renting her out. And, you know, like I said, she goes to this new job, thinks everything's okay. But Vince is still behind the scenes saying, hey, you got to go fuck this guy tonight. Or, you know, I'm coming over tonight with this executive and you got to take care of him. He also used her to recruit athletes that he wanted to sign, like, hey, we're gonna go out to dinner with this guy, when you're done, take him to the hotel and do whatever the fuck he wants, right? I mean, it's getting dark and it's getting insane.
Ms. Grant began experiencing increasingly severe physical, mental, and emotional symptoms, including sleep disruption, dizziness, exhaustion, rashes, weight loss, hair loss, and migraines. November 2019, Ms. Grant informed Mr. McMahon that her doctor suggested that her symptoms stem from trauma and ongoing stress. McMahon mocked her, quote, emotional trauma, my ass.
Oh, shit. God damn it, Tom. I didn't have to look at the comments. I caught it myself. There you go.
Named after male wrestlers, according to the lawsuit, quote, in addition to her panic attacks, Ms. Grant began experiencing increasingly severe physical, mental, and emotional symptoms, including sleep disruption, dizziness, exhaustion, rashes, weight loss, hair loss, and migraines. November 2019, Ms. Grant informed Mr. McMahon that her doctor suggested that her symptoms stem from trauma and ongoing stress. McMahon mocked her, quote, emotional trauma, my ass.
Now, are you fucking kidding me? I mean, is there just a dark hole there where, I guess, look, of course that's his answer, right? He's been abusing the fuck out of this girl mentally, sexually, every other way. So when she goes to Vince and saying, hey, like, I went to the doctor and I'm losing hair, I'm losing weight, I'm having migraine headaches, right? I'm having trouble sleeping, blah, blah, I'm depressed, this and that. And my doctor said it was from extreme trauma. I wonder what the extreme trauma was, right? Vince goes, emotional trauma, my ass. I mean, at this point, he's not going to change, right? I mean, I guess she was kind of giving him a shot to like make it right maybe and say, you know what, this has gone on too far. You know, sorry for what we've done to you. Let's get you in a facility, blah, blah, blah. I think maybe in her thought, her mind, she was still hoping that there would be that like a nice resolution to this thing. But of course there's not going to be, right? Vince is the same guy who shit on her head. So a guy who shits on a girl's head, if the girl comes to him and says, I'm feeling some trauma, he's going to say, get the fuck out of my face and get over here so I can shit on you again. I mean, I just don't get it. We're only 5 minutes into this video, by the way.
She was an enslaved object to him, saying, quote, I want to drive you lower and lower, so low that you might beg me to sell you. McMahon reportedly showered Grant with gifts financed by the WWE, including tickets to VIP events, gift cards worth thousands of dollars, clothing, jewelry, flowers.
Who gives a shit about all that? The fact that he's viewing her as slave and wants to get her lower and lower and lower so he can sell her. Like, dude, what is your view on women and what happened to you to get you to this place, man? I would like to see that story. Like, what the fuck happened to him to make him this way and hate women this much? Like, this is an episode for Law & Order SVU. This is a case for Olivia Benson to handle. And if I know Law & Order, which I do because I've been watching this show for fucking 20 years, they're going to make an episode based on this incident, right? And maybe the writers there will help us better understand Vince McMahon. So basically, that's kind of what went on. So now let's get on to the case, right?
Through all of these counts, there are 9 here, and they're important to understand. So the first two, they're asking the court for declaratory relief. You were basically asking.
Oh, sorry. Some people asked about seeing the text. The texts are actually in the court doc. But if I showed the text or read them on here, I mean, as graphic as we've been so far, they'll take the video down. I mean, it is worth Googling if you have time. You could even Google it now and open it on a different window and just listen to me talk and have this play. But if you read the transcript for it, it's like a 60-page document. And, you know, there's evidence in there, too. And there's, you know, text between the two. And it is fucking disgusting. It is. I don't even know what to say. But anyway, he's charged with 9 cases. So let's break down what he is actually being charged with. Let's see. Jesse Werner is going to tell us what's going on. Jesse, educate us about the 9 court cases or whatever the fuck you call.
For a court to set the record straight about someone's rights. So here, Grant is asking that the NDA that she signed be deemed illegal under federal law, namely the Speak Out Act. She argues that it invalidates these contracts if there is a sexual assault or harassment dispute. The second claim argues that the NDA is invalid under Connecticut's common law. Now, that's not a statute. The common law is basically the laws that come from judges' decisions and court cases. And here she's saying that the NDA is too broad and that she entered into this NDA under duress, so it's invalid. The third cause of action says that McMahon and Laurinaitis violated the Trafficking Victims Protection Act of 2000, or TVPA. The suit claims that they recruited, enticed, and solicited Grant for sexual abuse and exploitation, especially as McMahon traveled across the United States. Crossing state lines becomes a big factor in sex trafficking cases.
Oh, and speaking of the NDA, right? Let's talk about what a dirtbag Vince McMahon is. So that I didn't talk about that. So when it finally it's enough, it's getting out of hand. She's out. She's ready to talk. They sit down. They get their lawyers together, and they come up with an amount to basically pay her to shut up and sign this NDA, right? But what Jesse didn't mention there is Vince started making the payments that were agreed on, but stopped making the payments on the fucking NDA. The whatever amount, the millions or so that she definitely deserved, that they agreed to, he makes some payments and then stops paying her, right? He can't even make that right. So that, I'm the lawyer, right? But I do know you don't fulfill your end of the bargain in the NDA. The NDA is invalid, right? Fucking girl, say your business, talk to the media, go do whatever you want, right? But you're not bound by shit because Vince never even paid you. That cheap, gross fuck.
The allegation is that they used fraud, such as the lure of career opportunities, to coerce Grant into sexual activities. It's likewise, count 4 is that the WWE knowingly participated in this trafficking and benefited from and facilitated this venture in violation of the TVPA. Count 5 is negligence. That's when you have a legal duty to use reasonable care. You don't do that, and that causes injury or harm.
So let's talk about count 5 real quick too. So count 5 was negligence at WWE for allowing this to happen. So WWE is in a tough position, right? Because Vince is the owner and on the board of the company, right? So he did step down. Of course, he stepped down a couple weeks ago because he had to. But the WWE as an organization needs to say, Whoa, this is not how we run things here. Whoever that new person in a shiny suit that comes along to save the day and say it's a woman, friendly office now that Vince is gone, whoever that person is needs to go against Vince and say, no, all this funny business was going on, not at WWE. WWE had no idea this was happening, and it was all after hours on Vince's time and in Vince's locations, right? So Vince ain't going to take that laying down either. He's going to go, motherfuckers, this is my company. You've got my back. Fuck you. You say what I tell you to say.
Here, this negligence claim is against the WWE, namely that they failed as an employer who has the responsibility and duty to make sure their employees are safe and protected. Count six is civil battery against McMahon and the WWE. Now, that is about intentional, harmful, and offensive contact that McMahon allegedly engaged in on Grant. And there is one particular disturbing account that it's cited here where McMahon allegedly forced Grant to perform oral sex on him in a very, very graphic and violent scene. Now, she claims the WWE is liable for the battery, that they're legally liable.
Now, what could that possibly mean? I mean, being forced to perform oral sex by an unwilling participant seems, you know, kind of scary and fucked up enough. But what is violently, disgustingly forced her to have oral sex with him? What does that mean? I mean, did he, I mean, I don't even want to put that thought in my head, but I can't imagine. And he didn't mention it, obviously, because, you know, they'll pull, YouTube will pull stuff down too. But, you know, I'll tell you what, I'm going to read the document. That's going to be some, you know, early morning or late night reading for me, because I got to find out exactly what they're talking about.
Liable, because they're legally liable for the actions of their chairman under a vicarious liability legal theory. That is where you hold companies on the hook for the actions of their employees who engage in wrongdoing if those actions are within the scope of their employment or they were done while they're on the job. Count 7 is also civil battery, except this time it's against the WWE and Laurinaitis. So specifically, these forced sexual contact or acts between Laurinaitis and Grant.
Doesn't that guy look creepy? But I couldn't imagine him. I mean, he looks creepy as in, like, you know, maybe he looks at like a mom in the neighborhood's ass too long, right? Or maybe like if he's talking to a woman, like he glances down at her boobs like creepily. Like, that's the kind of creep he looks like to me. But like nothing more than that, right? Like a creep for sure, but like nothing dangerous, and like definitely not like forcing a woman down so he could shit on her head kind of creep, right? But oh no, never judge a book by its cover. And also, never trust a guy in a black suit, a white shirt, and a red tie, okay? It's a douche power suit look that went out in the 80s, but somehow some people are still trying to pull it off.
Including the ones that were done at his office in the WWE headquarters. Now, counts 8 and 9 are intentional or negligent infliction of emotional distress. This is against McMahon, Laurinaitis, and the WWE. The basic idea is that they intended or should have known that their actions would cause Grant to suffer emotional distress. And
Let's see. Shitting on a girl's head and making her finish his buddy who's in the room, make sure you finish him to completion. I say that with hate and disgust. I'll say that again. Finish to completion. Okay? With shit in your hair and running down your back. Let's see. I mean, how is he not guilty of that charge? Like, immediately. Like, they should immediately just go, guys, do we even need to talk about that? Check, guilty. Let's move on to the next one. Of course that kind of shit is going to cause dangerous harm.
He lists a number of extreme and outrageous forms of conduct, like with McMahon's text messages, sexual assault, trafficking, exploiting her. Laurinaitis, she claims, treated her like a sexual object, including forcing her to travel to his hotel for sexual activity. And the complaint highlights that he and McMahon were the bosses. We can't forget it. These were the supervisors. These were the bosses. That is such an important part of this lawsuit. Now, in terms of what she is looking for, what she's asking for in this lawsuit, A, invalidate the NDA. She could be able to speak about what happened.
That should be a no-brainer, right? I mean, for me, again, he didn't mention it, but to me, I've read enough contracts in business in my career to know that, you know, if you make an agreement and one side doesn't hold their end up, well, the contract's invalid, right? And NDA is a contract between two people. Hey, it was probably, hey, I'm going to give you $5 million. You never write a book. You never talk to the public about this. You never mention this ever again. And we'll give you the money. Sign here, right? And he doesn't pay her. What a fuck. He puts her through all of that and won't even pay her her settlement.
Compensatory and punitive damages. Remember, punitive damages are kind of a way to punish and deter this conduct. And what has happened so far in the result of this lawsuit is that McMahon has resigned from the WWE's parent company, TKO Group Holdings. McMahon said he did that out of respect for the WWE universe, but he denies all of the allegations. Now, remember...
But this is what I was talking about before. Okay, of course... They immediately tell Vince, Vince, I know you're the boss. You got to step down tomorrow. And he goes, yeah, I know how this goes. I'll step down, but I'm not admitting to anything. I'm denying all allegations. And by the way, I'm stepping down. I'm still the owner of this motherfucking place. And I'm all your bosses. So yeah, I'm stepping down, but you all are going to do what I say. Okay. Don't forget that.
Previously stepped down as CEO of WWE in 2022 after similar sexual assault allegations were raised. The thing was, at the time, he never sold his stock. He was the controlling shareholder. So he just came back on the board, and then the board voted him to make him executive chairman again. And then WWE and UFC, they merged together to form TKO Group Holdings. In a statement, the company said, quote, Mr. McMahon does not control TKO, nor does he oversee the day-to-day operations of WWE. While this matter
That is a bunch of bullshit. They just said, right? Do we have to run it back? They just said that McMahon is the majority shareholder, and I'm not sure if he's still on the board. I mean, he was on the board, right? He was on the board. I don't know if he was chairman, but I know he stepped down in his role. Is he still on the board? That's a question I don't know. But the fact that he's not overseeing and, you know, getting and replying to emails all day is a ridiculous thing to think of. Of course, I mean, he's not stopping. This is his business, right? Remember if you tuned in late, I told you kind of how he built this place. His dad had a small regional wrestling organization, and Vince saw a greater vision of this thing that it could be national entertainment, and started buying up smaller regional started buying all the smaller regional people out, got the big talent, created the WWF, marketed it wonderfully. This is his company. Shitting on people or not, this is something he built. So he's not going away quietly. And he's not also, by stepping down, he's not just sitting home and watching Netflix all day, okay? That's not how this guy's wired.
He dates our TKO executive team's tenure at the company. We take Ms. Grant's horrific allegations very seriously and are addressing this matter internally. Now, what is interesting about that statement is that according to CNN, TKO, which is a publicly traded company, alerted the SEC in its most recent quarterly filing report that, quote, Mr. McMahon's membership on our board could expose us to negative publicity and or have...
Aha! So the group holding saying, so he is in fact on the board, people, and it's taking them... The TKO Group Holdings, the corporation that owns all this shit that Vince is on the board of, it's taking them as a group saying, hey guys, hey, this is a publicly, you believe this is a publicly traded company and a board member is fucking doing this kind of shit and major executives are doing this kind of shit? It's a publicly traded company. It's like Costco, right? It's like fucking, Ford. It's like Tesla. I mean, could you imagine this going on there? So they're saying, hey, by the way, shareholders, just so you know, Vince being on the board, kind of a bad thing, right? Kind of a bad thing we're dealing with right now. So they're almost using the public because I'm guessing they've tried to ask him to step down. And he's like, hell no. So it seems to me like they're going to the shareholders to see if that'll make some kind of difference.
Other adverse financial and operational impacts on our business. The company said in the filing, quote, his membership also may result in additional scrutiny. So that makes me wonder, what exactly did they know and understand about McMahon's dealings? Now, McMahon's team put out a statement saying, quote, I stand by my prior statement that Ms. Grant's lawsuit is replete with lies, obscene made-up instances that never occurred, and is a vindictive distortion of truth. I intend to vigorously defend myself against these baseless accusations and look forward to clearing my name.
All right. So what do we know? So first of all, shout out to Law and Crime Sidebar with Jesse Weber. Great video. Super informative. Check out his channel. I don't know his background, if he's an attorney or not, but he broke it all down perfectly for us non-legal scholars out there. So we kind of wrapped it up by saying, like, what happens next? Well, it could settle out of court, and if Vince is smart, that's the way he'll do it. He'll pay. She could ask for the most ridiculous sum of money, and whatever it is, Vince should pay it, right? And then sign a real NDA, okay? That's how that should go down, right? So, or it could go to court. And what's going to happen then? Well, the defense is going to say, well, it was consensual, right? You know, someone sent her a text inviting her to a room at a late hour. She showed up. What did she think was supposed to happen, right? Of course, you know, Like my dad always said to his sales guys, right? At company events and conventions and stuff, where all the fucking, it's funny, if you're a young person or just coming out of college and, you know, working in your first organization, you'll see 50-year-olds and 60-year-olds are just as ridiculous and stupid as your 19-year-old buddy in college, right? So my dad always had a rule and would come down. He would say, nothing good happens in the bar after 10 o'clock. So he would come down at 10 o'clock to make sure all his people were out of the bar and, you know, go anywhere else, but get the fuck out of the bar, right? So they're going to kind of use that defense is, hey, you know, you got a booty call text at 11 o'clock on a Wednesday night at a hotel and you went there. So, you know, they're going to slut shame her and kind of try to pin this on her. And the WWE is in a tough situation too, because they want to distance and or TKO or where the parent organization, but both of them, they're going to want to distance themselves as far as they can from Vince, even though he's the owner. So it's tricky. You know, he's blasting with emails all day, but they know they got to keep the company going and save what's left. They got to say, this was Vince acting on his own, and this other creepy executive guy who doesn't look creepy, but Rex is dangerously creepy. That guy, these guys did it on their own time. We had no prior knowledge. We had no idea what was going on. This is all on them. We're a great organization. We're forcefully taking him off the board, and we're taking the court to make him sell his shares in the company, right? That's how he's got to play it. And I would love to hear those internal conversations between WWE/TKO's upper management with now Vince and his team, right? Because Vince needs them to back him up on everything he says, and they're going to want to stay as far away from this as possible to keep the company going and the share price. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it's fucking, bombed. So if they want to keep this company going, they got to get rid of him ASAP, and he's not going down without a fight. So let's go to you guys. Let's go to the chats. Wife is going to come home with tacos soon. let's do, before we go to chat, let's promote the Tom Ward Show merch sale. 15% off everything in, 15% off everything in the store and free U.S. shipping worldwide. The rates are insane. So I know there's a lot of people in Canada, the UK, and actually Australia somewhat, but actually more in New Zealand for some reason. You know, a lot of people down in New Zealand. So shout out to the Kiwis out there watching. But yeah, so great time. This is going to be the only sale until summertime. So grab your Hate and Disgust merch, your Anxious Cat merch, your 8-bit cat merch, your old school cat merch. Get it all now. His sale ends at the end of the month. So Thursday the 29th at midnight Pacific Standard Time. I say that with peace and love. And we're going to do a watch party. We're going to do a watch party Friday on Discord somehow. The great Freya is going to help me figure this out. And we're going to fucking do it. And we're going to watch it together on pizza night. And I'm going to pause and I'm going to make comments and I'm going to read the chat and we're all going to make fun of all the contestants and we're going to have a good time. And my idea is to do that every Friday until the season's over. And then we go on to some other ridiculous reality TV show that we all agree on. I mean, that sounds like a good time to me. Make some comments too. Let me know your thoughts. All right, now let's go. There was a lot of chat going on. Lots of chat. Jesus. Okay, so that was from the Wendy. Where did Vince stuff came in? Discord is... Matthew says, Discord is terrible. Salt and vinegar chips are good. Agree. Twitch doesn't work because Twitch, I can't show copyrighted material. So they're out. Trust me, I looked at all avenues. One stream, two platforms. No, Matthew, you guys don't understand. I can't show a Netflix show on any platform. They're going to take it down. Oh, Freya said it was okay. Not Freya. I understand. That's between us. I gotcha. Freya is the queen. Love you, Tom. Thank you, Monica. I love you. Tom is the queen. He can do no wrong. I appreciate that. But I would say Dan is the queen. Then Rish is the queen. Then down here, Tom is like, you know, what they had, like the fifth in line for the president is like the treasurer for the director of the house or something. Some bullshit position. Like I'm like that person. Like if six people die after the president, I get to be president. Okay. That's where I stand. Let's see. Billy from Texas. I completely agree. There are so many women who have yet to come out and they're coming. I mean, this, what was the woman's name? Look at my Janelle Grant. Shout out again, Janelle Grant, for coming out against this and taking the monster and beast of a company that they are on and not doing it anonymously. So hopefully that encourages other women to, because look, This isn't like one day Vince goes, oh, yeah, you know what? It'd be fun to shit on a girl today, you know? Make her pleasure my buddy over there. No. That just didn't come. This isn't the first time it happened, okay? So there's been other Janelles, no question about it. Casey Woods, can you hide behind NDAs? Kind of. Depends how well they're written. Casey Woods, good point. Where's The Rock on all this? Silent there, buddy, aren't you? Hey, we didn't forget you were a wrestler, bro. You could be as Hollywood as you want. You started out in the ring. We remember. You wearing your little black, tighty whiteies. Your black Speedos. We remember. So where are you at on this? You should, a good PR move would be to have Janelle's back. So that is all for me today. I gave you an hour and a half. Did we have some laughs, people? Comment. Did we have a good time? Did we spend an hour and a half on only two topics? Yes, we did. So how about this? How about shout out us? For just really shout out to you watching. Shout out to me. Shout out to the Tom Ward neon sign behind me. That's very kind of obnoxious, but I mean, I can be kind of obnoxious too. So it's on brand, but just a shout out for all of us for being here, people, being here together to hate Vince McMahon, to kind of question, laugh at, yet be concerned about Wendy Williams all at the same time, right? And being entertained at the same time, most importantly, and just having a good time on a Tuesday, a boring Tuesday night. So W for all of us. Eric, you're on. Eric, you're right. I'm in the way. Shout out Lava Lamp too. You're the unsung hero. You're here every week putting in God's work. Good job. And as far as the live watch party Friday, are you guys down for Love is Blind? Or is that just like two people just that kept dropping that in the chat all the time? Well, don't worry. We're going to do it once. We're going to do it this Friday. We're going to figure it out. Freya, Queen Freya, is going to help me figure it out if she has time. If not, it'll be next Friday if she doesn't. But she understands that world. She's a Discord head. You know, Freya, I made fun of Discord heads, okay? But this doesn't apply to you. This doesn't apply to you. It applies to all the other, you know, Discord lovers who try to convince us that we're missing out on something. We're missing out on a valuable piece of life by not being Discord members, right? So I don't associate you with those people, okay? You are the greatest. You are the queen. And you're going to help a dumb guy like me figure out Discord. So we'll try it out this Friday. If you guys want to show up, just follow me on social, Tom Ward Official, everywhere. On Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok. Even on LinkedIn. Shout out LinkedIn. Follow me, Tom Ward Official on LinkedIn. I think that's my username on there too. So, yeah, so it's been fun. Thank you guys so much. Oh, watch party where? Oh, we were talking about, I'm going to do a watch party of Love is Blind on Discord. And we'll charge like, I don't know, a monthly fee to watch an episode. We'll watch an episode every Friday together and, you know, pause, make comments, talk shit, and just have some fun on a Friday night. So that's what we want to try this Friday. So just look on social. I'll post about it. I'll put it in the community tab too as well so you don't miss it. I'm going to go eat some fucking tacos. So I hope you guys enjoyed yourself. I love you for being here. Have a good night. I say that with peace and love, not with hate and disgust. And don't forget the sale, 15% off all merch, free U.S. shipping, ends Thursday night at midnight. So thanks, guys. I love you.